Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, yeah. I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just, I couldn't quit.
Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Forefront Credit Union's very own Andy Kemp. He is here telling us about Forefront. They recently bought a bank. And so he tells us some of the details here, why they bought this particular bank, and then how they see it benefiting their credit union as well as their members. And then I also provide a little bit of advice for other credit unions looking to do something similar, because it sounds like this might be a trend that's on the rise. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, goodness, look who we have here, Andy Kemp from Forefront Credit Union. Andy, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great, doing great. Trying to get the name of your credit union out there, but I did it, Forefront Credit Union. So, so you guys bought a bank. Seems to be the headlines in the news lately. So I want to get to kind of the why of it. So why did you guys decide to buy a bank? And then the second part of that question, more specifically, why this particular bank? Why Old Mission Bank?
And that's a good question. And we actually get that question from our staff, because we're actually downstate a bit right now. We're open to branches downstate. But moving up to the UP, the Upper Peninsula here in Michigan, is a place that has been on our radar for quite some time.
Okay.
But what we were looking for, though, is we were looking for someone or someone to partner with. It's hard to get up there and make our own market and do our own thing. So we were looking for somebody to partner with. And this, quite honestly, just happened to fall in our laps. There was a bank available that made sense for us. Old Mission Bank, who we're coming with, their expertise is more in the commercial side and mortgages. And we are much more a consumer. While we do commercial, we're much more a consumer organization. So our two philosophies melded very, very closely, but very, very community oriented. Both of us are. And we can leverage our expertise while bringing our expertise to market. And so it should be a win-win-win for us, for the bank, their employees, and the communities as well.
Right on. And so what's the you kind of touched on it in your last response there, but the strategy behind it. I mean, and also, is this kind of a business plan of yours to kind of seek out banks to buy? Like you said, this one kind of fell into your lap, but is that kind of what you guys have on the horizon?
We are a little more focused on organic growth, more than mergers and acquisitions. But that said, we will always keep our eyes open and our ears to the track. And if there's an opportunity that arises that makes sense, we'll take advantage of the opportunities.
Yeah.
So, okay, that said, we weren't actively pursuing a bank by any means, but we've always been. And we work with Mike Bell. We'll probably talk about him in a minute, but we work with Mike Bell. And and we've told him, hey, if anything comes up that makes sense, please give us a call. We'd like to have that conversation.
And
that's how that worked.
Yeah, Mike seems to be the straw that stirs the drink around here when it comes to credit unions and banks. So yeah, definitely. He's a good guy. Definitely a good guy. So how do you see it ultimately benefiting your credit? Because it sounds like it's going to expand business in the commercial area where you guys really wanted to, and also have a location in the Upper Peninsula, right? So those seem like the way it's going to benefit your credit. And then ultimately, how trickling down to your membership as well? How do you see it benefiting those two entities, if you will?
So we believe that we need scale. So we just crossed over $1 billion, and we need to get more scale. And this helps us get there. So we can grow both organically with our geography footprint. So we're opening, like I said, opening some branches. But then this will stretch us truly from the UP almost down to the border of Michigan, the southern border.
Wow.
So we will expand through most of the state. And with that, comes scale. And so we will be able to offer our membership one more branch locations to go to wherever they may happen to be in the state, but also technology. And we're technology focused. We do believe you need all channels, the omni channel that you hear everywhere you go, the buzzwords. But we do believe we need those, and this gives us starts giving us more scale to be able to provide that to our members. And also we do really good in small communities. There's small communities up in the UP. So we can bring to bear a lot of what we do and the lending we're able to do to help those smaller communities.
Indeed. And you guys are one of the more progressive credit unions out there. So we thank you for all your efforts out there and kind of pushing that proverbial envelope, especially in the technology side of it. So the other question, when I see credit unions buying banks or of that fashion, I always wonder, okay, so how are they going to retain the bank's customers. So, I mean, how do you convert customers to members? Is there a strategy behind that? Or do you have a certain messaging? Or how do you go about doing that type of, what's the strategy with that?
So first of all, we're working with the bank employees to talk to their commercial side specifically about keeping the customers happy and then knowing that, that the bank's coming in. But what we do bring to bear that they don't have is technology. And I appreciate the compliments. Yeah, we are out of the forefront, no pun intended, of technology. And so we bring that to bear. Even the employees of the bank are quite excited at what we're going to be able to bring to bear right off the bat. And so that is going to be a draw for their both the business clients and the consumers, just on the general consumer lending aspect, that we're able to bring something to the area that not many of any other institutions have. And we assume that there'll be a marketing push, and we're assuming that will help keep the customers around because they know that positive things are coming.
Yeah, no doubt. So, and before I let you go, so what are your thoughts on credit unions buying banks? Because this seems to be a trend that's on the rise the last few years. And again, yeah. Honigman's, Michael Bell we've had him on the show a number of times talking about this, and he predicts that 2023 might be the biggest year ever with this trend. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I'm not sure what exactly hit, but last number of weeks, we've seen a lot. But I truly believe, and this sounds somewhat biased, but it's capitalism at work. And if credit unions can offer something that other banks can't, then that works for the bank that is being acquired. But what it also does, in my opinion, is as opposed to a large bank coming in and scooping up a smaller bank and potentially closing down branches or doing what they may, we are community focused. And so this allows small community banks to stay small community banks in philosophy. And we're able to bring that to bear that they may not have got from another bank that was looking more for something specific and may not be for the communities as a whole. So if it works for the bank and the credit union, it makes all the sense in the world. I don't know why we would try to stop that because really we are community focused, and this is for the best of our communities and all of the citizens in the local areas.
And I assume those are in the talks as well when you're going through the process. I mean, you're talking to the executive staff at the bank, say, hey, this is who we serve, these small communities. And, we're not here to kind of shut you down type of thing. We're here to actually expand your presence. So I'm assuming those types of conversations are in the conversation.
Those were absolutely a big part of the conversation. Yeah. I sat down with the CEO and we're putting some of the stuff together and he wanted to just meet me and get a handle on philosophy. And that was a lot of the conversation about how we're going to stay in the community, how we help the community and what we do for the community. And I don't think I'm breaking confidences, but he did mention to me after this was all closed and then we did the announcement that what tipped the scales for you guys was the fact you focused on community and you did so much more than what some other folks were talking about. Right. So I don't even know where the price came in us compared to others, but that keeping as many of staff that we can, as well as helping the community, is what tipped the scales in our favor compared to some of the other potential suitors.
Well, that's good news all the way around. Good news for those employees, good news for the communities in that area. So yeah, you guys did good in this area. And one of my last question actually is, any advice for other credit unions out there looking to do something similar? Because again, sounds like this might be pretty active here in 2023.
Yeah, my word for advice is get comfortable reading, because there's a lot of due diligence has to go on and checking into things. Make sure that the culture's a fit, but also do your due diligence on the reporting and the financials and everything and the contracts they have and everything else, because as with most things, devil's in the details.
Yeah.
And I have to give credit to Mike Bell and Charlie McQueen at McQueen & Associates that they helped us tremendously through both the legal and the financial aspects of it. I know others are out there doing it as well, and they're not paying me to say that, but that helped tremendously. So don't do it on your own, especially the first time, would be the biggest piece of advice, and be comfortable pouring through details. And it moves really quick. So it's not like a merger that may take a while longer, that this moved really, really fast.
Indeed. Well said. Alrighty, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it because I know you're a busy, busy guy. So thank you so much for your time today. And congratulations again, not only in your credit union, but helping those out in the Upper Peninsula as well and expanding your presence up there and the credit union message up there as well. So good move on that as well. So yeah.
Thank you for the compliments. We appreciate it. And we're excited to be up there and doing our thing.
Right on. Good stuff. All right, Andy. Thanks again. Appreciate the time and keep up the good work there, Alrighty.
Yep. Take care, sir.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, yeah. I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just I couldn't quit.